Hey guys, thank you for coming back downstairs. Really appreciate it.
Is this working?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Can everyone in the back hear me?
Everyone in the front.
All right. Do you get it?
Yeah,
I get it.
I understand.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stamp's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh my god! People in here. That's a lot. Like 12 people. Where the contestants outnumber the crowd.
That's true.
All right, guys. Welcome. Welcome, staff. In seat number, we have a guy named Joey Avery. How are you, Joey? You can go ahead and talk in that microphone.
I am fantastic, John.
You? Thank you for you filled in the show.
I filled in.
You had a couple days notice.
Yeah, late notice, but I'm always up. I'm ready to go.
From Christopher John.
Yes.
Christopher John's? Or
Christopher John.
Christopher John.
Christopher John.
Well,
where is he?
I don't know.
I want to be there.
you want to be where he is. Okay. Well, thank you for being. I don't know if you guys knew this about Joey Avery. He created Cold creams. A line of cold creams.
A whole line of them. It stemmed from my early case of herpes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I was seven.
You got herpes when you were seven.
And also invented it when I was seven and a half.
Wow.
Overachiever.
Prodigy.
Yep. Sucking dick and making
cream. All right.
Okay.
Right away. good. Sucking dick. Yep.
And making cream.
And making cream. Yeah. All right, well, thank you for
Two
being
ways.
Here.
Yeah, thanks.
Double cream. Let's move on to Torio Van Grohl.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for being here.
Thank
you. You spend a lot of time in this basement.
I do.
You do. You do a lot of shows down here.
I do a lot
here.
Of shows in this basement.
And abroad. I don't know if you knew this about Torio. Torio Van Grohl is related. He actually invented Dave Grohl.
I did. Yeah. I invented him in this basement. Yeah.
Dave Grohl's not even a real person.
Yep. No, he's not. He's made of just twigs.
Twix
candy bars. Only from the left Twix. Yeah, that's all I take. Yep.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the Foo Fighters. Thank you for Nirvana.
You're very welcome.
And whatever
the least I could do.
Projects that Dave Van Grohl was part of. Thank you, Torio. Thank you for being here. Jesse Jones, you're on another show.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Thanks for driving up.
Yeah. It's all seemed worth it tonight.
Yeah. No. It's like for every hour you drove, a person showed up. Jesse, I don't know if you guys knew this about Jesse. Jesse is a tarantula. He's a tarantula.
Yeah.
He's
I hide his... it well.
Yeah.
I mean, when I want to be, I am.
Why not?
You know.
Just tuck those legs back.
Just tuck it. Tuck it and drive down. Here we go. We're going to start Stab right now. Ooh. You feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ooh. I'm loving this show because I don't have to read anything of someone else's. So here we go. This first segment, it is called This Was Today Once. It is the same segment you heard last time, but with different prompts. Thank you, crowd. Don't get nervous. Don't get any more nervous. Mr. Avery.
Yes.
On this date, 1493, Christopher Columbus sets his first sight on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean Sea. Also on this date, 1954, the first Godzilla film was released and marks the first appearance of the character of the same name. How did you celebrate these events combined?
Well, John, I have to say, it really doesn't surprise me that my two big heroes would share this this special day. I've always felt Christopher Columbus and Godzilla were kindred spirits. I like to think of them like Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. If Babe was green and Paul Bunyan chopped down natives instead of trees. Many people know Christopher Columbus was searching for India when he found the Americas, but when he first discovered Dominica, he was actually looking for Japan. It's true. meaning that all these years later, Godzilla showed up to do just what Mr. Columbus failed to accomplish, scare the fuck out of some Japanese people. So to celebrate, as with any Columbus Day, I'll take the day off work and put it to reflecting on European achievements. But on Godlumbus Day, I'll take it a step further, and I myself will scare the fuck out of some Japanese people. So fortunately, as a white guy in San Francisco, I'm in a unique position to do so. But it's 2015, so the rules have changed. You can't just go around eating them anymore. So I'm going to mix methods. In the San Francisco tradition, what I'll do is I'll put on a tech hoodie and threaten to start renting apartments in Japantown. Then in the Columbus fashion, I will take their silk and their oldest born daughter, who back in San Francisco guy fashion, I will treat well and marry and make gorgeous half Asian children. And then to make Columbus most proud, I'll fly to the Dominican Republic and start calling people Japs.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Day? Yeah. Yeah. It's a big day.
Big day. Thank you.
Wow.
Joey Avery, thank you very much. Nice first showing. Yeah. We'll have you back.
I feel like, because I know what's coming in the next prompt,
yeah.
You're setting us up for a lot of Japanese racism.
I do that sometimes.
Chai Japanese.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I did. All right. Dave Grohl.
Yep.
Dave Grohl, Daddy.
Yeah.
You're the Geppetto to Dave Grohl. Toriyama Van Grohl. Today is Culture Day in Japan.
Yeah.
It is. It's actually Culture Day in Japan.
I've been celebrating it all day.
Also on this date, one Dolph Lundgren, Swedish actor, director, producer, screenwriter, and martial artist was born. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, I'm not going to call him Dolph Lundgren. I'm going to call him Drago.
Okay.
You know, you don't call Gunther John Tyler Michael from Friends. You call him Gunther because he only did one relevant thing. Then you go as what you're... So he's Drago. Little history of Japanese Culture Day. It happened on November 3rd, 1946. Actually, following World War II. They celebrated their new constitution, which is weird that we made them write. We made them write it, and then they decided to. So really, what I'm saying is, Drago lost to Rocky.
Right.
Japan lost to America. I celebrated this marriage of losers. All this is what I've done, and this is how I did it. I did it the same way I root for the San Diego Padres every time they lose. I shrugged my shoulders and I shoved my face full of simple carbohydrates. Because I'm an American loving, Rocky loving American. And then what I did was I turned on all of the lights in my house all day. I turned on my sink and left the garbage disposal running all day, because I can. I then turned on my air conditioner and heater full blast, put on layers, and just decided which machine I love the most, based on who performed better. And that's how I celebrated the day.
Very good, Toriel. Thank you very much. Yeah, we can clap for Toriel. Yeah,
that was nice.
Yes. It's shaping up to be quite a show. Jesse Jones, let's get serious. On this date, 1783, John Austin, a highwayman, is the last person to be publicly hanged. Hanged.
Hanged.
Hung. It said hanged on Wikipedia.
It actually, as the English major, so. It is hanged.
Real. John Austin, a highwayman. What's a highwayman? Last person to be publicly hanged. Hung, I think that's the proper. At London's Tyburn Gallows, also on this date, 1952, Roseanne Barr, American comedian, actress, and producer, was born. How did you celebrate these events in tandem? Please tell me.
Well, I celebrated today the same way I celebrate every day. I am blessed to have above ground. By hunting down and executing 80 sitcom stars for their crimes against society. Over the years, I have in fact maimed, mutilated, or murdered many of the top names in 80s television. I once felled Ted Danson from 80 yards with a crossbow, still a personal best. I have the head of Danica McKellar, Winnie from The Wonder Years, stacked neatly atop those of the girls from My Two Dads and Small Wonder on the corner of my writing desk so that I may look upon them and sigh. I made Tony Danza shout over and over at the top of his lungs and through the tears streaming down his face that I and I alone was indeed the boss until his voice finally gave out and I had to run him over with my car. Kirk Cameron, I naturally crucified. I had the Alf puppet drawn, quartered, and parted out for a matching bathroom rug set. I sandblasted the flag off the roof of General Lee. To date, I have destroyed 17 Betty White androids, clones, and time-traveling doppelgangers in my ongoing pursuit of the elusive original. Since I was visiting San Francisco today, I swung by the Full House house. Zach, still no John Stamos. Callback. Watch a previous episode. You'll enjoy it. Okay. swung by the Full House house.
Watch the previous episode.
You know what? Podcast. I'm tired of you today. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know. Correcting my misspeaking.
You're usually a dick to me. So
that's true.
I just finally get a chance.
You're getting it back on today.
Yep.
How's it feel?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Like butter.
If I may continue.
Yep.
Since I was visiting San Francisco today, I swung by the Full House house and dug a pit in the basement where I set the remaining cast of the Facts of Life against one another in a battle to the death for the promise of a reprieve for the sole survivor. Ultimately, Natalie, I never bothered to learn any of their actual names, begged me to end her after looking down at the card that she herself wrought. And I'm going to sleep like a goddamn baby tonight. I bludgeoned Bob Newhart to death with a table leg. Or I just dreamed that I did. I'm not sure. I should check on Bob Newhart. As for the cast of the Cosby Show, I figured at this point it would just be adding insult to injury. I mean, I'm not a monster. So I figure I'll just let the justice system or a late night bottle of pills on the first good decision in 30 years do my work for me.
Very well. That segment was called This Was Today Once. This is still Stab. We're still going with that name. The next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine them. What does it now represent? Who does it now stand for? We're actually going with the same acronym from the last show. LGBTQIA. What does it mean to you, Joey Avery?
All right. Well, to explain that, I have to explain a little underground history. Okay. Of the LGBTQIA community.
Sure.
Because there's actually a faction of extremists from the founding group, Puritans, just a G, of gay men that are sick of alphabetical expansion. And they want to bring it back to the way it was. A bunch of dudes just banging each other and no one getting married. And it's not a majority, but it's a dangerous few. They're called skinheads because they shave their, you know, their dicks. They have beautiful...
Their dicks.
Yes.
Shaved dicks. Okay.
Yeah. They go after... Yeah. Just the tip. You never know. You don't want hairy tip. The old Hagrid is what they call that. Back in my day, the old Harry Potter. They go after the remaining LGBTQIAs with vigor, criticizing their clothing and taste in restaurants, and sometimes even calling them hetos. So what they've done is reappropriated the entire acronym into a secret whispered fight song among their own clan, and it's about their favorite treat. And the song is called The Rectal Ode.
Oh, boy.
Yes. And to taunt the lesbians, it's sung to the tune of Melitha Etheridge's Come to My Window. And it goes... Lick gaping buttholes, tongue quivering in her anal canals. Lick game. You get the picture. There it is.
You can finish it.
That's why it's the same. It's on the loop. It goes back to lick gaping buttholes.
Lick gaping
buttholes. Tongue quivering in her anal canals.
I like that you don't have to look at your notes anymore.
I know it now. It's
part of you.
It's catchy.
Toyo Van Grohl, it's your turn. Thank you very much. Joey Avery making me really uncomfortable. Alright,
I don't feel like I put a backstory into mine. I didn't put it to music. And I feel like it's going to be a little lackluster now. Yeah. LGBTQIA. Lucky guys bang twins quickly. In the ass. And it would be a very exclusive group.
Lucky guys.
Just me and another guy. We're the only two.
Lucky guys.
Bang.
Bang.
Twins.
Twins.
Two of them. Twins. Yep.
Quickly.
Because you don't want to be in there all day. They don't want that. You don't want that.
In the ass.
You gotta be somewhere.
Yeah. Thank you, Toriel.
Yep.
No song, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, there's no score to that.
Twins.
Twins. All right, Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
LGBTQIA.
Significantly longer than Toriel.
You're an overachiever and underachieving.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I can really milk a B minus. All right. LGBT QIA is the title of a new police procedural drama, mid-season replacement coming to CBS, Los Gatos Burglary Task Force, Queso Investigation Agency. The spinach. This spinoff, which producers distantly trace back to the NCIS series, follows the exploits of a team of sexy, hard-nosed cheese crime specialists within the Los Gatos Burglary Task Force. And the sexual tension between these implausibly good-looking scientists inside their spacious, high-tech, cutting-edge cheese criminology lab. There they go now. Another cheese crime. In the 33rd wealthiest city in the United States, there's nothing that can be stolen that isn't easily and immediately replaced. Or so the Los Catalonians thought. In a town this wealthy, the only thing the residents have left to lose is rich, full-bodied flavor. So what a rash of burglaries leaves Los Gatos residents cheeseless. The LGBT has no choice but to reopen a troubled division from a dark past they thought they'd left behind. Truly pushing the boundaries of what actually is and isn't watchable, and just how much the viewing public will tolerate in a crime drama. LGBTQIA takes its audience places they never dreamed of and says, well, there's that then. Enjoy. Watch as sixth-generation cheesemonger turned hard-boiled forensic scientist Beef Klusky, played by some soap opera guy, just pick one, doesn't matter, goes most of the first season in search of a shirt tight enough to show off his pecs, but loose enough to accommodate his devil-may-care attitude to cheese crime solving. And then there's Yvette Sirius, the no-nonsense police detective that you're just going to have to accept is somehow that thing, while not looking a minute over 17. Played by the niece of one of the producers of the show, calling it a favor. These two for-real police people tease the kind of sexual tension usually only seen between a hamper full of gray sheets and a 5-pound bag of pancake mix. Will they? Won't they? By the third episode, you'll have your answer. They will. LGBT QIA coming this spring to CBS. A lot of letters.
Very good. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Wow. We really are.
Yeah, going hard.
Themed. Yeah. Themed. Never forget.
Is the theme racism?
Never forget Pearl Harbor, guys. Never forget Pearl Harbor. Just never forget Pearl Harbor. Could have been your grandpa. The topical haiku challenge. Please write 3 haiku, because each haikuza, each in regard to the following topical story. Norman, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma judge has decided that a man accused of beheading a co-worker at a food processing plant is competent to be tried for first-degree murder and some other charges. please write 3. Please have written 3 haiku in regard to the following, or the previous story. One at a time.
I tasted it in my burger. I was right. Still better than Arby's.
What accent is that? What are you doing?
I'm kind of straddling the border.
I know!
That one. Yeah.
I mean, what accent and what haiku format? That felt like way more...
Too many syllables.
It wasn't.
Right, let's count them out.
Okay, I stretched it with Arby's. Okay. I'm willing to
stretch it. I knew it!
Do you want to count them or just...
No,
probably not
to.
Good.
No,
probably
not good. We both programming. Haiku police.
I took a pause in the middle of the second.
That's true.
Maybe there was a comma.
Well, judges? Okay, we're good.
Toria. Let me know when you're done, Joey.
Yep.
He's a frontiersman. A modern day Lois and Clark.
What?
For processed human meat.
Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark?
Did I say Lois?
Yes.
No, that's how she wanted it pronounced. Yeah. I made her a woman.
There you go.
Yep.
LBGTQIA. Jesse Jones.
Yes, my first is titled, There Can Be Only One Per Can. Not all Highlanders do battle on mountaintops. Some work 8 to 5.
Very good. All right, your second of 3.
This is from the perspective of the judge.
Okay.
Yes. OMG. No way. Literally a manslaughter. This judge loves his puns.
That's not a syllable. I don't want that to count. Okay, I don't want any of these words to count against me. Am I over already? But like for realsies, if human was on the menu, might have to say yes.
Tasty.
Second's titled, Read the Label. Jimmy Dean Sausage. Ingredients. Pork. Water. Corn syrup. Salt. Bill.
What's the guy's name, Bill? Did you guys, usually you go deep.
Bill's just a funny name.
It is a funny name. One syllable.
Funny one syllable.
Yes.
Demonic. Yes, you. So cruel. Too true. If only my wife gave head too.
Beheading, guys. Trio.
Thanks, Young. Stop your judging me. I'm not saying it's okay. Let me taste human.
Jesse Jones, bring us home with the topical haiku challenge.
My third is titled, Get This Man a Plaque. Competent? Hell, man. At Hormel, that gets you a spam employee of the month.
Very good. That was topical haiku challenge. This next segment. Second to last, guys. This next segment's called Vows to an Asshole. Congrats, guys. You are to be wed. Yeah, you can clap.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah. You deserve it. Vows to an Asshole, congrats, guys. You are all to be wed to the following assholes. Joey Avery, you will be married to that guy that always makes everything a competition. Let's hear those vows. Wait.
I can't believe today is finally here. I promise to love you. No, I love you more. Okay, you win. Jesus Christ. I'll love you even though my whole family thinks you're a douchebag. I'll love you even though you're wearing a throwback Phoenix Suns jersey to our wedding. And I promise to give you my whole heart. Look, heart plus one is not a thing. Please just listen. Okay, yes, you're the best listener in the whole world, but you're not even supposed to be talking. Okay, please don't swear. But listen, your vows were not better. Okay, you're not just supposed to say we're going to do more sex than the couples here. That's not even a thing, okay? It's not proper verbiage. It's rude to my grandparents. Are you playing rock, paper, scissors with the reverend? All right, I will beat your fucking ass and pop a shot, you little shit. Okay, this is the greatest bromance ever.
Very good. Joey Avery, there you go.
Good. That was fantastic.
That was really good. Way to go.
Thanks.
Torio Van Grohl. You'll be married to Roid Rage.
Aww.
Yeah.
Road Rage?
Roid.
Roid.
Steroid Rage.
It's steroids.
Yes.
If it was Road Rage, it wouldn't make sense.
Go ahead.
I promise. To fucking love you, bro. I promise not to bruise too easily. In case you need to hit me.
Right.
I promise to listen to your hella tight stories about CrossFit. I promise not to point out how small your balls are getting. I promise to understand that my birthday is not a valid excuse for a cheat day on our paleo diet. Most importantly, I promise to just be chill right now.
Very good, Torio. Very good. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yep, yep. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Today, you'll be wed to Daylight Savings Time. Topical. Off you go.
Yeah. Wait! I'm here! I'm here! Hey! Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm not sure what I'm just sorry. Oh, Daisy. My sweet, confusing Daisy. I had something really deep and beautiful all prepared, but I forgot it on the counter when I was running out here. I remember when we first met. I had slept in, even though I didn't really feel like I had. Daisy. My beautiful, frustrating Daisy. You light up. I'm sorry. I'm sort of out of it. I don't know what it is. To think, I might not have ever met you if one of my friends didn't want to be able to find bugs easier, or another friend didn't want to be able to play golf later. Deep cuts, that's why we have daylight savings time. Literally, that is why. You guys and your weird selfish hobbies, I owe you so much. You know, guys, I feel bushed. Let's just get to the cake. Love you, Daisy.
That was yes. Which brings us to our final. Fine. Did you just say finally in French?
No.
Okay. It's about time in French.
You need to practice your French.
Yeah. I took Spanish, I'm sorry. Trying to prepare. Alright, let's see. This final segment, it's called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem about it. You all were given three different subjects to write an erotic poem about. Joey Avery, you were given a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
Torio Van Grohl, you were given the Taco Bell menu. Jesse Jones, you were given hard candy. We're going to start with Joey Avery and his erotic poem about a murder-suicide.
Sandwiches. pain, erections, shame, licking, clicking, praying, paying. Have you heard of the footlong? Young, restless, paid, breastless, do you want to play the mayonnaise game? America, I'm here. Remember me, don't fear. Like a diamond, oh yes, it's Jared. Today it ends. It's over, friends. I'm taking the Burger King with me. The king may get to play with kids, but I'm the one who really did. And this sandwich mascot means fucking business. So listen, King, I'll take that crown. Your plastic smile, always my frown. Now, like a child, it's your turn to go down. Thank you. That was called the mayonnaise game.
Very good. A murder suicide. There we
write that screenplay.
It had a title.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
My title is Taco Bell Poem for Stab Podcast. That's what I wrote at the top.
Yeah.
Yep. Can I get, like, can I request music for mine?
Would you like it?
Like,
it?
Something sexy. You got something sexy? You don't have to.
Because
it's erotic. It's supposed to be erotic.
Right.
I
want
to keep it. This is too much.
I only
this
have a couple.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. I don't. Just give me the IQ music. No, I'm kidding. I want no music.
Do you want?
Let's pretend this never happened. I'm ready, though. All right. I'm just, you know what I'll do instead? I'll just put my sexy voice on.
Yeah. There you go.
I see. I'm going to do this to Joe.
Yeah.
I see you, girl. I see you. I see that name tag. Pam? What's that short for? Pam Burt? How may you help me? Like only you can, Pam. Sir, can I take your order? Oh, I know what you really mean. Why don't you give me your fiery Doritos Locum Taco? Ooh, yeah. I do want something else with that. How about you give me that Toss Fiesta salad? And your beefy five-layer burrito.
No.
And your XXL stuffed quesarito. Is that all? I don't know, Pam, is it? Yeah, that's all. $24? What the fuck happened to this city?
Very good. The Taco Bell poem for the Stab Podcast show. Beautiful. Jesse Jones and this glorious night of comedy on an even higher note, if that's possible.
Oh, I don't know.
I think we walked the same guy twice. When he left earlier, then he got down the street and he was like, you know what? I should support the arts.
Well, I have to applaud our consistency.
Yeah, yeah.
If nothing else, it gets applauded today.
So, Jesse, your erotic poem in regards to hard candy.
Yeah.
And that wasn't anything on you. It's, you know, just not, you know, okay. Jesse.
Wrapping my lips around your peppermint shaft. You're the kind I gotta have. No lip licorice or marshmallow fluff. These kinds of treats just aren't enough. I want a love so coarse and tough. When I get to Grandma's, I know what's in store. That stuff I've just been aching for, that dish-filling clump that makes my taste buds jump, that stripy Christmas lump. I want you in my mouth. I want to suck on you all day. To feel my mouth watering, mingling with your flavors. What do your stripes mean? Solid pink with a streak of green, peppermint, wintergreen. Why did that one have cream in it? Grandma. I want to bury my face in your dish.
All right, there it is. gentlemen, that is the end of our show. One more time for all the comedians you saw this evening. Corey Avery, Tori O'Bengal, Jesse Jones. Let's hear it for the crowd.
Yeah.
Michelle. Michelle. If you guys want to hear more Stabs, go to our SoundCloud, iTunes. If you want to go on Twitter, we're at Stab Show. YouTube, if you want to see our faces. We also have a couple iTunes streams where you don't have to listen to the whole show. You listen to little parts of it if you want to do that too. So come back. We're here, back here in San Francisco, here at Lost Weekend Video on December 1st. Thank you guys. Good night.